Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Hi, I'm Joyce Barry, personal and professional success coach and your host. Thanks for joining us today. We always have fun on our show. We always give you incredible resources. But today we're going to have even more fun because we have the best of the best, my favorite celebrities on the show. That's right, folks. This is an all-celebrity show. You don't want to go anywhere. Like I said, we always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today we have very hot celebrities, very, very hot. This is the Hour to Empower. This is jubilant July. I am so jubilant to be moving to Florida at the end of this month and start a whole new life out there. I'm jubilant to be on a winning team, and you can join my winning team as well. Just go to mywinningteam.net, mywinningteam.net. If you are someone that really wants to be successful and be on the best kind of winning team anywhere, go to mywinningteam.net because we are looking for you. I am jubilant that this show is being broadcast all over the world, and we have a celebrity show that always gets me excited. I'm jubilant to have this time to change the world one person and one positive action at a time. Kurt, what are you jubilant about?
I am jubilant about being on the show on this lovely 4th of July. It's always a pleasure to be on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. And I'm just excited about living life and having the opportunity to be creative.
Opportunity. Speak of opportunities, folks. Here is a man who really knows what it's like to take the opportunity, run with it, score a grand slam every single time. He is indeed our number one most talented guest of all time. So, folks, tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce Barry and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show is in our archives. You need only log in to blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the home page. You can play and download any of our shows. You want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of the shows. Always informative, inspiring, motivational, and fun. On tomorrow's show, the topic by our dear friend Beverly Nadler is, how happy are you? What does it take to be happy? And that is her Here's to Your Health Thursday segment. And trust me, folks, the happier you are, the better your health will be. Definitely get that in motion. So on Friday, we have Carla Lynn Hall, and her topic is how to have more fun in the summer. She has a whole list of fun things to do that either are free or at very little cost. And kudos to Carla Lynn Hall. She was our special guest on yesterday's show. Along with Coach Blaine Williams, we did an entire show on riddles. The entire hour was full of the most fun riddles I could find anywhere. We wanted to give you something that when you're in your barbecue today, when you're at your events today and there is any kind of a low, you can play and download that riddle show yesterday, sit around and laugh along and see see how many of those riddles you know. As I said, they're all designed to be really, really fun. So thanks to Carla Lynn Hall. She jumped in when I made the decision to do something like that because she is really a very fun and upbeat person. And as you will see, most of the riddles none of us knew, but they were very, very fun. You don't have to be a genius. You just need to know how to enjoy life and yourself to enjoy that show yesterday. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Simply click follow on the upper left side right below my picture, and please note that right below the word follow, it says message, and you can click on that, and you can message me about the show, about our guests, about anything. I promise you that I do read all the messages. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, chat away, and laugh along. I want to see a lot of LOLs throughout the chat room. I do go back and forth during the show to see if there is anything you want to ask me or our guest or share with us. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry. Always straight from the Coach's Corner in New York City, and early and later, rather, this month, straight from the Coach's Corner in sunny Florida. Our special guests today, all these extraordinary celebrities, they're right here. They're waiting in our green room till I call out their name. You do not want to miss hearing what they have to say. So first, let's make sure you're wide awake, ready to listen. So here is our wake-up call.
Here is Success Coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? Well, folks, what we want you to do, and that means right now, is have fun on this July 4th. Thank you so much for celebrating Independence Day with us. And the good news is, folks, that if you want to share this show, it will go immediately into our archives right after the broadcast, and you can share it with everyone. What a way to have fun at your events today by checking out the show yesterday on riddles and sharing this great show with all of your friends. So here I am in the Coach's Corner, and what I want to talk about a bit is what Independence Day is, what it represents. It's called the 4th of July, the glorious 4th, the 4th. The significance, of course, is that the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress on Monday, July 4th. It's commonly known as the 4th of July. It's a federal holiday in the U.S. commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 76, declaring independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, political speeches and ceremonies, and various other public and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States. Independence Day is the National Day of the United States. I just want to share some of my favorite quotes, and then we'll hear from our celebrities. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right out of the Declaration of Independence. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Abraham Lincoln, from his Gettysburg Address in 1863. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to be sure of the survival and success of liberty. John Kennedy. This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. Elmer Davis. Moshe Dayan, freedom is the oxygen of the soul. Hamilton Fish says, if our country is worth dying for in time of war, let us resolve that it is truly worth living for in time of peace. Dick Cheney says, it is easy to take liberty for granted when you never had it taken from you. Abraham Lincoln, again, those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves. And then I love this one, my favorite one from Bill Clinton. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America. So those, folks, are my favorite quotes, and I certainly wanted to mark the occasion. It's a very important day, not just because you can get off from work and go to a barbecue, but it's a declaration of our independence. So without further ado, because I know you can hardly wait to hear what celebrities are on the show today and our relationship with them, our conversation with them, and our interview with them. So why don't I start with Marlon Brando. Marlon, hello. When you get an offer you can't Hi, Marlon. Welcome to the show.
I'm really good. I just had to clear my throat there. You also wouldn't be able to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that will help. I was so excited you're on. I couldn't wait to get to the question. When you get an offer you can't refuse, you really should take it, or you may spend the rest of your life wondering what would happen if you did take it. Maybe things would have worked out a lot better for you if when you had an offer you can't refuse, you took it, and I know you give that offer to people a lot.
Well, that's why I made an offer you can't refuse. And that's a very good life lesson. Like when I was in the movie, you know, The Godfather, I said, I'm going to make an offer you can't refuse, and people always remembered it. And then when I was running around with an orange in my mouth and I scared that little kid, nobody remembers that scene, though.
That's true. But
remember the orange in my mouth? I was like, ah, like that, and I scared the kid. That was my best work.
But a lot of us pick up on that line, and we use it in our lives as well when we're trying to sell something. How many of us use that as a closing line? Well, we're going to give you an offer you can't refuse. So thank you for your style and the way you did it, so we certainly couldn't forget it.
It was a life lesson that was made. It was like an early version of Joyce Barry giving a life lesson.
And why is that?
Why was I given a life lesson?
No, why is it an early version of me? I don't see the connection.
Well, because you make life lessons. You tell life lessons and give people inspirational thoughts. And I did that, too, by telling people, you can make an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, I didn't see that as a life lesson. I thought the way you did it, it was more like a threat.
Well, I guess it's a threat, life lesson. What's the difference, really, you know?
Well, the way I do it, it's like an invitation to close out a deal. When you do it, it's an invitation to close out someone's life.
Well, that's true. You know, like that, remember the horse head scene? The man woke up in the bed with a horse head. That wasn't too good. That was definitely a life lesson you would not teach.
Exactly. See, at least you know the difference between your life lessons and mine. But I am curious about something. How would you compare me to Stella?
Well, when I played Stanley Kowalski on Broadway in The Streetcar Named Desire, Stella was my wife, and the difference is I'm not in Streetcar Named Desire with you, and you're not my wife. Now, I hate to be so literal. but that's kind of what it comes down to.
You definitely drove home that point. Do you have regrets that you could have been a contender and you never did contend?
I could have been a contender. That's right. Yeah, I never did contend. I never contend, portended, bartended anywhere. You know, there was a scene in that film, and also Streetcar Named Desire, where I had an orange in my mouth, just like in The Godfather. Every single movie I did in play, there was a little scene with me with an orange in my mouth, but it got cut out of every one.
Why do you think they always put an orange in your mouth? Are they trying to keep your mouth closed or find some way that you're not mumbling?
No, I was just speaking too clearly. I was speaking too clearly for them.
Oh, that makes total sense. Why didn't I think of that one? Marlon, before we move along, is there anything else you want to share? We do have a worldwide audience here.
Only you do, that's why. Well, let's see. I just want to tell everybody to enjoy your 4th of July. Put a lot of butter on your rolls, because, you know, I've always been a fan of the butter. And, yeah. What was that movie called? Last Tango in Paris. That was it.
God, you remember all your movies. Pretty amazing.
I have a very good memory.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Well, Marlon, my favorite is just seeing you on that motorcycle with that black leather jacket in The Wild Ones. I would say that was my favorite show, The Wild Ones. God, you were gorgeous and thin and a wild man. Very
well, you're gorgeous too, Joyce. I appreciate that. And many people get me confused with Marlon Wayans. I'm this is Marlon Brando, just to be clear.
I don't see how that is possible. But anyway, Marlon, thank you for being with us on July 4th.
That's it.
Ronald Reagan, goodness, for you to be here with us today, what a privilege. Politics is supposed to be the second oldest profession. You say that you've come to realize that it bears a very close resemblance to the first. Why do you say that? How is that so?
Well, Joyce, it's a pleasure to be here with you, first of all. Well, you know, I'm not making a lot of public appearances anymore, so, well, it's very special to be on your show. But yes, politics is supposed to be the second oldest profession. And, well, I guess it's that, you know, the oldest profession, I guess, being prostitution. And, well, I guess it's all in the way you dress, you know, like as a politician, I may want to wear some nice high-heeled shoes and a little lipstick or something like that, just to come off and look like a presentable politician.
Oh, I never saw you dress like that. Maybe you do that in private when you role-play with Nancy.
Well, yes, that's what I mean exactly. And that kind of gets me in the mood for giving speeches and just going out and saying, there you go again, or different things like that. Revealing things about myself that you never knew.
Oh, absolutely, I never knew it, but I really would love to know what was easier and more fun, being a president or being an actor?
Well, definitely being an actor, because, well, I got to work with an ape. You may remember that movie with the monkey, that time for the Bonzo. Well, that was such a pleasure. I was such a little friend of that little guy. We would go out to dinner together, and many years later, he was my political strategist. Well, I wanted to have him as my vice president, too, but we didn't think that would be acceptable.
I can understand
that little monkey.
Why.
I
loved your movies, by the way, and especially used to get on that horse of yours, ride off into the sunset. Do you miss the horse, or does being president occupy so much time that you have no time for horseback riding?
Well, I miss being alive, tell you the truth, but... Well, no, as president, I would ride around on a horse. A lot of people don't know that. Really, they didn't know. I dress up in the high heel shoes and lipstick and start riding around on a horse. And, nobody knew it was me, actually, so I got away with it. See, now that I'm no longer around, I can reveal these secrets that you didn't know.
Definitely did not know that. I'm not even sure if you're kidding around with us or you actually were into that kind of thing. I'm not sure about that.
Well, there you go again. I like that quote.
Yeah, there you go again. But this time, I'd like you to win one for the Barry. Can you do that for me?
Well, yes, I could. I could say that right now, reenact my favorite scene in Newt Rockne, win one for the Barry.
Oh,
that's right.
Cool. Very, very cool. I definitely want you to win one for the Barry.
Well,
so
I will.
What else would you like to share?
Well, I'd just like to say that, Joyce, it's a pleasure being on your show in the 4th of July. And, of course, I was a big part of the USA, being president for 8 years. And, it's always a pleasure.
I'm so delighted you're here. And to continue, I have to ask you this question. When you told Gorbachev to tear down that wall, why didn't you hire a contractor?
Well, he didn't really give me permission to, but, well, I had the bulldozer all ready, and, well, I had a little hammer with me, and I was going to just start chipping away at it, but, well, he didn't give me permission just yet. But, well, I think it was a couple of years after they actually did knock it down. Well, I suppose I could check the history books on that. Yes, they did.
Well, what else did you want to be torn down? You just say it in one line, Gorbachev tear down that wall, he does it. So given that kind of power you had, what else did you want to be torn down?
Well, I'd like to have the house that holds the negative prints for that movie Hellcats of the Navy. Well, I know I work with my lovely wife on that movie, but, well, I just don't like that movie at all. If someone could just destroy every print of that movie, but please leave that movie with the ape around. That movie is just pure joy.
Well, I really want to ask you a question, but I need an honest answer here.
Do you think
I would make as good a first lady as Nancy?
Well, let me see. Yes, well, I think you would. Well, I had to think
and,
about
and
it for a little bit.
And why so?
Well, because you're a classy lady. Well, I think that, in fact, Will, you know what? You could be the president yourself. I got very excited there. Well, I think you're, of course, the white Oprah. You're rather greedy, actually. You want to be the white Oprah, and, Will, you want to be the first lady, too.
Actually, I'll stick with the white Oprah. I think it's way too much work for the first lady to always be out of the president's eye view so they can have indiscriminate affairs. So even knowing about it, just pretending not to know.
Well, I suppose so. That was kind of confusing. I got a little lost on that. But that's true. Wait, who's having indiscriminate affairs? Well, would that be the president or the first lady? I think you're talking to the wrong... Well, the wrong U.S. president, actually.
No, I didn't. I was actually implying that maybe you're the one who got away with it because it's the presidents of latter-day Kennedy and Clinton that did not. So I was just coming to the fact that you said that you're now revealing things as never before.
Oh.
I'm wondering if maybe you did get away with it.
Well, I did have a little thing with that Lonnie Anderson. This was, of course, during her years on WKRP in Cincinnati. Well, she was quite hot stuff, yes. Well, and I believe that Valerie Bertinelli got into the mix, too. Once again, this is during the 80s. I'd like to make that clear.
See, the thing is that because of your actor background, surely
yeah.
You made love to so many beautiful women. That was why in my head I thought maybe you smuggled some of them into the White House when Nancy wasn't around.
Well, yes, that's what I said. I smuggled some of those ladies in. Well, I think I smuggled in a very young Sinead O'Connor. Well, she wasn't – we actually she was exported from Ireland. And well, she was visiting. Well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't get into that.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure it's interesting, but we have so many other celebrities on hand. I just need you to say what you'd like to leave our audience with.
Well, I'd just like to say happy 4th of July to everybody, especially that Lonnie Anderson.
And happy 4th to you and Nancy.
Well, thank you. Lots of revelations.
Bill Clinton, it is not a secret that you were always
no,
in the top two of my favorite presidents, Kennedy being the other one, but he wasn't available today.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you were definitely in the top two. So here's my question to you.
If you did not have
sex with that woman, why not have sex with me? You are with everyone except Hillary.
No, I wouldn't say why not. Not at all. It's 4th of July. It's 4th of July, and I've already had sex with three women today. You could be four, and that's why I call it the 4th.
Oh, that's very, very clever, except I like to be number one. Anyone who knows me, I never settle for 4th, 3, or 2nd place, so that's not very
cool. Well, of course you'd be
cool.
Number one. Of course
okay.
You'd be number one, Joyce.
Well, I'm upset now about that. You said I'd be number four. So I'm going to pass on that. You let me know when I could be number one. Maybe it has to be the 1st of August instead of the 4th of July. Is that possible?
Well, let me check my book. I think that's very possible, though I don't see why we can't do both.
Because, as I said, with you telling me I'm number four, that is never okay with me. I have too high standards, even where you're concerned. But
you are number one, Joyce.
That's not going to happen. Is it too late for me to be your intern?
Oh, of course not, Joyce. I could hire you as an intern. I've got some secretarial work and things like that. I've got some things on the floor that you may have to, you know, bend over and pick up for me, all on a professional level, of course.
Yes, I read you loud and clear, Bill. Before we proceed with this conversation, is Hillary home now?
I think she's home, but she's on the other side of the house. So I don't think she can hear me.
I just wanted to know how safe it was to have this conversation.
No, we have a very large house, and she spends a lot of time on the other side of the house. At least I think that's where she is.
What's your favorite brand of cigar? I'm just curious.
Well, that's a good question. I like the flavored kind, of course.
That makes sense.
I'd rather not get into detail what flavor I enjoy, but yes, I like that a lot. It tastes good.
Now, everyone that met you, the first thing that they see is those big, deep blue eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that is what it is about you that instantly seduces women?
Well, I don't know about that. It's also my charm, I guess. But it's also just the fact that there are just a lot of lovely ladies like you, Joyce. You're just a lovely lady. I guess you could say I'm actually seduced by you, if anything else.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
That's right.
Because I just adore you.
Well, it all depends on what your definition of is, right?
I is one of your favorite fans. My question is, are you a fan of my radio show?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm a big fan of Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the number one radio show that I've heard.
And if you had to pick one thing that's your favorite segment on the show, what would it be?
I like Dr. Stan the Man. He's very inspirational. I like that man. Stan the Man.
And we find you very inspirational, motivational, and educational. So, Bill, just to make sure you really are very well aware of our radio show, because know you travel worldwide and we want you to pass the message. Listen up to what Beverly Nadler has to say about it. Take notes and let people know about us.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! So, Bill, wanted you to hear and not miss is that we have an incredible Coach's Corner, and I want to know if you will meet me in the Coach's Corner after the show today.
Oh, yes, I'll meet you in the corner.
You promise?
Oh, I promise. I got a nice little...
Okay, so you'll clear your schedule, and we will meet in the Coach's Corner. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Now moving along to Al Pacino. Al. Welcome to the show, Al.
Who? I feel like I've been shot out of a cannon. Hoo-ah!
Al, maybe you should try to calm down. It would be much better for your blood pressure.
Oh, my blood pressure. I get very excited. Some people say, Joyce, that when I act, I overact. But, of course, that's not true at all. I'm a very subtle actor. When I'm on stage doing Richard III, people say that I enunciate so much that saliva is spitting out of my mouth and hitting them. I say that's a 3D movie. Hoo-ah!
But why do you always get so excited?
I just get so excited. Every role I play, I have to over-enunciate. The other day I played a mute, and that mute had a lot to say. Very loud. I moved my face very fiercely when I played that mute. Ah, hoo-ah!
What is that? I think you pronounce it hoser? Hoser?
Hustle. You talk about a hustler?
No, it was something in Scarface, something that you said. I wasn't quite sure what you were talking about. A hoser, a hosier?
A hustler. You know what a hustler is? It's
no.
A pig that don't fly straight.
Oh, is that what it
Hoo-ah.
Is? So why was
that's
that
what a hustler is.
To reference?
Just when I thought I was out, they dragged me back in.
Okay, if it's something that doesn't fly straight, are you straight or gay?
Well, let me tell you something, Joyce. I am an actor, and I am very gay-friendly. But I'm as straight as an arrow shot by an Indian. Or should I say Native American? Either one. Hoo-ah! What a personal question to ask.
Yeah, well,
you're
the other thing that I found
Anderson
kind of
Cooper.
Strange, you say that you bury those cockroaches. You said that in Scarface. I want to know why you don't get an exterminator.
Why don't I get an exterminator? Because I bury those cockroaches. That's right. That's right. That's what happened. The exterminator came over here and said, how do you deal with your cockroaches? I said, I bury those cockroaches. That's it. Let me tell you something.
Do you have any idea how strange you are?
I'm strange. Let me tell you something. I'm one of the finest actors of our generation. I enunciate. I've played Michael Corleone. I've done David Mamet. I played a blind man. I'm just Robert's blind man, I said. And I looked around.
Yeah, that was very good. Sent over one.
Won an Oscar for that. Yes, I did.
Oh, I didn't even know you won an Oscar for that. Wow. Here we have someone, folks, who won an Oscar and took the time to be with us today. Wow, I'm very impressed.
I am always excited. One of my favorite roles is to be on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. It's true. How long do I get the opportunity to work with such a fine actress such as yourself? I do consider you an actress, by the way.
I am.
Yes,
it requires a lot of acting, especially when guests have nothing to say or there's technical problems on the show. Absolutely, it requires a lot of acting.
That's right. Oh, excuse me for 1 minute. I'm making a withdrawal at the bank. Attica! Attica! Oh, sorry. I'm forced to have it when I'm at the bank. Anyway.
Okay, so what would you like to tell our audience today? What message would you like to leave them?
I like to tell them that once again, just when I thought I was out, they dragged me back in. And that's the way it is. When I think I'm out of the Joyce Barry show, she drags me back in.
And I love that you're here with us. Hoo-ah.
I love being here, Joyce. I love it. Hoo-ah. That's right. Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo.
Well, I can't do it quite as good as you, but that's why we'll keep you around. Okay, thank you so much, Al. Appreciate you.
Oh, well.
Watch. Johnny Carson, I do adore you. You had the most famous celebrities on your Tonight Show. What celebrities do you interview in heaven?
Hoo-ah! No, I'm sorry about that, Joyce.
You have
that
to
was
exit. I'm talking to Johnny Carson.
Well, actually, Joyce, that was my impersonation of Al Pacino I was doing right there. You did not know that. I do impersonations once in a while.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Well, yes. Now, you're asking me what celebrities I'll be interviewing in heaven. Well, tonight I'll be doing a show with Mother Teresa, Dom DeLuise, and comedian Rodney Dangerfield, so it should be very exciting.
Yeah, that's quite a combination. Well, on the same show, why would you team up Rodney and Dom with Mother Teresa?
Well, they're the ones available for tonight, actually. Well, you know, I did not know that, but this is some weird and wild stuff. Mother Teresa and Dom DeLuise have quite the chemistry.
Oh, that's interesting. I would have never guessed. Why would you say that?
Well, well, that's what I heard from Ed. He told me that the other day.
Oh, Ed McMahon is there with you? Oh, how is my friend Ed McMahon?
Well, he's good. How you doing over there, Ed? Well, he's doing just fine. Well, I'm very happy to have Ed here with me. There's weird and wild and crazy stuff happening here.
Well, I wonder, where do you get better ratings, in heaven or on The Tonight Show?
I get very high ratings here in heaven because this is the only show people watch. Well, you see, Joyce, in heaven there's only one channel. And Will, I'm on, I have to stop saying Will. I may start doing my Ronald Reagan impersonation, but that is wild. But yes, it's the only show people could watch in heaven. In fact, that's what heaven is, just watching Johnny Carson.
Oh, I had no idea.
And
I
hell is watching that Joan Rivers.
Choice.
Hear that? Hell is watching that Joan Rivers. She's quite the betrayal there. I just can't forgive her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought they had the choice between heaven and hell. But why do you say she chose hell? Why is that?
Well, you did not know this, but she didn't actually choose hell. I'm just saying that is hell to watch Joan Rivers. Well,
oh,
I'm just very angry at Joan. Still.
Oh, God. Well, and why is that?
I just carry it. Well, you know, she had that show right against my show, and she didn't ask me for permission. And, well, I was the king of late night.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking
Remember
about.
That?
But you won over her anyway. You lasted many, many years longer than she did. She was very short-lived.
Yes, well, she's now around longer than I am at this point, I guess. Well, anyway, well, yeah, that Joan Rivers gets me very angry.
I'm not a particular fan of hers either, but I certainly was a huge fan of yours. I mean, you discovered so much in talent that they got famous out of being on your show.
Yes, in fact, comedian Rodney Dangerfield is with me right now. Would you like to speak to him?
Oh, I never spoke to Rodney. Ask if he wants to talk to me. We've never met.
Hey, Joyce, this is Rodney Dangerfield. Hey. Oh, the dance of the living dead. I'll tell you one thing. I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I'll tell you. Well, the other day I looked at my family tree. Two dogs were using it.
Rodney, my favorite jokes of yours were all about the wife jokes. You have any good wife joke for us? Those are always my favorites.
My wife's no bargain either. The other day she made chocolate mousse. I got antlers stuck in my throat. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's very cool. Wow, I got Johnny and Rodney. I wasn't even expecting Rodney, so indeed.
I got no respect.
Yeah, that's a surprise guest. Yeah, you never get respect. And why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I walked past the club. It said topless, bottomless. I went in. There was nobody there. I'll tell you, no respect at all. I'll tell you.
Well, let me
now I know why tigers eat their young.
I want to say goodbye to you and to Johnny, and I just have a final question for Johnny. Johnny,
yes.
If you bring back The Tonight Show, if you come down from the heaven to do that, would you have me as a guest on your show?
That would be wild. I'd like to have you as the host when I have off for the week. That would be great. But, yes, I'd love to have you on it, Joyce. You are some wild and crazy stuff.
And, you know, that's what I loved about you. You were very uninhibited and did all that wild and crazy stuff, not like Ed Sullivan, who was the stiffest guy on television, yet he was enormously popular because of the incredible talent he would get there. But he was so straight-laced and serious. But you would do all the outrageous things. I remember when you jumped on Ed McMahon's lap. Do you remember that?
Well, yes. I jumped on his lap and started patting on his head like it was a drum set.
Right.
That was a different time, yes.
Would you mind if I jump on your lap?
Well, that would be fine with me. We'll have to get Ed Sullivan on the show, too. Well, working on an Ed Sullivan impersonation, which I'm sure will be very marketable.
Well, you're so good at whatever you do, Johnny. That's why you were the king of late
right.
night.
Wild.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Welcome, 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 Bill Cosby. Bill, do you think you were a good father?
Well, Joyce, I think I was a really good father. I was on the Cosby Show with all the kids, with Claire and all the Theo and all kind of neat stuff. Then I had lots of kids on my own. We all named the kids. The all first letter was E. So, yes, for a lot of creativity there in the fatherhood and all that kind of stuff. And
listen, you know so much about fatherhood. Do you think I would make a good mother?
You would be a great mother. In fact, you would like to do, I'd like to bring back the Cosby Show and put you on it. You'd be my wife. We have a bunch of little kids, and we'd be just us raising the kids, and they'd be so cute and eat the jello. And they wouldn't call you mom, they'd call you Joyce Barry. They said, where's Joyce Barry? And I said, you mean your mother? And they'd say, no, we like to call her Joyce Barry.
I would be the white Cosby.
You'd be the white Cosby. You'd be an interracial version of the Cosby Show. I think it's what America needs.
Well, that show really was good because on the show, you were always a good father. So I wonder, behind the scenes in real life, were you a good father?
Yes, I was. As I said, I had many children. They're all as dangerous to begin with E. And I used to write books like the fatherhood, the fatherhood and the parenthood and having kids and all that. And they had an album called With or Without Children. You may not understand. So, yes, I was really a good father. Much better than a father on TV, where my name was Heathcliff. Heathcliff Huxtable. Having a name like that might be a little scary for the kids.
I would think. I don't even know if they could pronounce it.
And the sweaters I wore used to scare the children. There was the bright sweaters, and they were red and purple and green. They used to see them, and they used to go, aww, and they used to just run away. So I couldn't wear the sweaters when I was home with the real kids. Looked like some kind of Halloween thing.
I'm just curious if you understand white culture as much as I understand your culture. I just want to introduce some of my friends that are into rap.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company who's...
You're playing the wrong song. That's not a rap.
And here I go. And here I go. And here I go.
Hey, Clarence! Who's that white lady you listening to on the radio?
Hey, man, that's Joyce Barry. She the white Oprah.
White Oprah?
Yeah, white Oprah.
Well, this I gotta see.
And here I go.
The host of the twos will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline of leaders that set the tone. The comp line is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, or we're the two.
Going for it, getting it done.
We'll be smitten as we're sitting, an opportunity that we won't be quit.
Going for it, getting it done.
A company that does care, a business I must share with you.
Going for it.
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 contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you can start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now, coachjoyce@aol.com. Do it.
And do it now. And also, folks, while you're at it, just check out mywinningteam.net. That's mywinningteam.net. Bill Cosby, I shared that with you. I wanted you to see that I crossed the bridge from the white culture to the black culture. So I want to know, did that sufficiently impress you that you could cast me as your wife if you come back and do another Cosby show?
Yes, definitely you've been cast. You know, I know the musician who created that song that you just played. His name is Kurt Fitzpatrick, and he never thought in a million years you'd actually play that on your show. So we're all pleased that you're playing the rap song. You are part of the rap culture. When they say Jay-Z, the J stands for Joyce Barry. Joyce Barry Z.
And the Z stands for zoo, and you never know which animal will be on my show any day of the week. But I have to sign off with you because we have so much more to cover and so little time. Thank
yes,
you,
do.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Elvis Presley, I adore you. What is your favorite thing about the 4th of July?
My favorite thing about the 4th of July is definitely all the food. I like the hamburgers and the hot dogs, and I like the chicken fried steaks. And I like the fried bananas, of course. I like to put the fried bananas between some two pieces of French toast and have that on the 4th of July. Well, I'll tell you what, Joyce, I have that every day. And then I have some delicious milkshake, chocolate milkshake, vanilla milkshake, all kinds of milkshakes. 4th of July is a holiday for eating.
Yeah, I gather that's what you think about it. However, your song, where you say a little less conversation, a little more action, what kind of action were you referring to?
A little less conversation, a little more action. Well, let's see. All sorts of action. Certainly not exercising, but I like a lot of shaking. I like a lot of shaking on stage when I'm performing in Las Vegas, you know, that kind of action. Of course, I like some action from the ladies, but, you know. But Elvis has no problem with that. I like some shaking my hips, like I, you know, did a lot of created quite a hubbub on the Ed Sullivan Show when I did that.
Yes, you did.
That's right. Thank you very much.
With your live audiences, you gave
yes,
out
ma'am.
So many scarves to the
That's
women.
Right.
Do you get them at wholesale?
Yes, I do. I buy them. I get them at the Salvation Army. In fact, they were scarves that I actually. What happens is I usually throw out the scarves and. They dropped them off at Salvation Army, and I picked them up again. So I basically use the same scarves over and over again. I'm a little surprised that they just take them to Salvation Army rather than put them in a frame or something like that, but that seems to be the way it goes.
Well, sometimes how could you tell if they were your scarves? I mean, everyone donates to Salvation Army. I would imagine anyone that has something you touch would want to hold on to it forever.
I would think so, too. But I recognize the scarves. They got an EP in it for, you know, Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a little EP on it.
Okay.
EP.
I got you now. Who are you telling don't be cruel? Who are you talking to? What did that person do to you?
I'm talking to Johnny Cash. He was cruel to me wearing all that black and singing those songs like Ring of Fire and all that. That Johnny Cash is trying to take away the title of King of Rock and Roll. He's not going to be doing it. So I said, don't be cruel. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. And I don't want to hear no Johnny Cash. Just get out of here, out of my cash. I rhyme cash with cash, but, you know, they have different. One's a name, one's a word. So don't be cruel.
What are you all shook up about?
I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up about being here in the Joyce Barry Show, of course. I'm shook up about 4th of July. I'm all shook up about, you know, being Elvis and being in Jailhouse Rock, being in those movies, making all the great records, you know. I'm on a show with Joyce Barry, not the Stephen King movie Carrie. And I know that Joyce is the number one show. And happy 4th of July to all you know.
Wow, very cool. on the spot. Very, very cool.
That's right.
I also want to know, what is it you had to return to sender, and did you get your money back?
Return to sender? Yes, that's right. Well, it was a copy of an album that many people don't know that you made. It was Joyce Barry Sings the Folk Hits. And I like folk music, and I like you, but I don't know. I wasn't so sure about that album. I was a little worried about it, so I sent that album right back, Joyce. I'm sorry to say. Ma'am. I'd like to give it another chance, but I sent that right back. Actually, you know that because you received it. You received it when I sent it back.
Well, that's why I asked the question. That's exactly why. But I do adore you, and, God, we would have so much fun together. You're such a wild man.
Well, that's right. I'm shaking my hips, because there ain't no other ways. Don't be cruel. Joyce Barry.
Okay. I have to cut it a bit short. We could just spend an hour with every single one of these incredible celebrities, but we still have more. Charlie Sheen, you're always talking about winning. How
winning.
Does one become a winner?
One becomes a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You know, Joyce, it's great to be here on your show. And you know, Joyce, I want to say, I'm really sick of not pretending or pretending to be not important. You know, I'm very important. I'm very special. I've got a special gift. You know what I mean? I'm tired
now,
of pretending my
that?
Life isn't perfect. I'm not just winning every second. I'm perfect. I'm sheer perfection, Joyce.
Well, I know you're such perfection that you want your girlfriends to be perfection. They're all beautiful. You call them goddesses. Can I be one
yeah.
of your goddesses?
Yeah, absolutely, Joyce. I'll have you in my home. You could certainly be one of my goddesses. You know, Joyce, I'm on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. So that's right.
Well,
I'm a role model.
Let's not get so
vile. I say things like that. What's
but
that?
But I guess that's connected to your tiger blood. Is that referring to your love of animals?
I'm an animal. I'm an animal, Joyce. I'm an animal. That's right. I'm not even human. I'm an animal. I've got, you know, four legs and I run around. There's a new sheriff in town. It's Sheriff Sheen. He's an army of assassins.
Well, you are really indeed a crazy man. But, you know, you're very lovable nonetheless because of your talent. What advice would you give people that want to be winning?
Act as crazy as you possibly can. Be completely out of control. Speak in non sequiturs and be overly confident and be going out with lots of hookers. And you, too, could have your own sitcom.
Wow. You, too, can make that $2 million an episode. Just listen to Charlie Sheen and how he did it.
Winning.
Winning.
Jack by winning.
Nicholson, if you can't handle the truth, perhaps you should not listen to what people tell you. Maybe you should take an anger management class. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, that's cute, Joyce. You know, I was in a movie called Anger Management. I guess that's what you're referring to. Well, Joyce, I know you're a big fan of my work. I take an anger management class, but sometimes I like to just let it all through in my art, you know, because I'm a true movie star.
Yes, you are. And you were in a movie, A Few Good Men. Is that focused on the major complaint of most women, too few good men?
Well, you know, Joyce, if women want a few good men, they should just watch a couple movies with me, Jack Nicholson. And they can look at me and kind of, you know, split me off into my different roles that I've played. They'd have a few good men right there. But I remember that movie, yeah. I had that famous scene with Mr. Cruise.
Absolutely.
You can't handle the truth.
Uh-huh.
You can't handle the truth, Joyce.
Oh, no, I can handle the truth. That's why I'm having you on the show. You know what's interesting about you? I see more of you watching a Lakers game than I see the Lakers on the field.
It's right to sit there and I say, wait till they get a load of me. And I'm just I'm the big celebrity there at the Lakers. But, yeah, I like that a lot. Have a great old time there. It's right.
I would love for you to reenact that famous dinner scene from Five Easy Pieces. That really is hysterical.
Well, all right, let me see what I could do. All right, well, I'm sitting in the, if I remember correctly, I'm sitting in the diner, and I say to the waitress, well, I've made up my mind. I want a plain omelet. Forget the tomatoes. Don't put potatoes on the plate and give me a side of wheat toast and a cup of coffee. She says, I'm sorry, we don't have side orders or toast. I can give you an English muffin or a coffee roll. I say, what do you mean you don't have side orders and toast? You make sandwiches, don't you? She said, would you like to talk to the manager? I said, you have bread, don't you, and a toaster of some kind? She said, I don't make the rules. I said, okay, I'll make it easy for you as I can. Give me an omelet plain and a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast. No butter, no mayonnaise, no lettuce, and a cup of coffee. She says, one number two and a chicken salad sandwich. Hold the butter, the mayo, the lettuce, and a cup of coffee. Anything else? I said, now all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast, charge me for the sandwich. You haven't broken any rules. She says, you want me to hold the chicken? I said, yeah. I want you to hold it between your knees. And that's the scene from Five Easy Pieces.
Well, that was something people really talk about a lot to this day when they in a restaurant and there's some confusion as to what to order. So what life lesson would you like to leave our audience with?
I'd just like to say keep living and keep grinning and stay cool, because nobody's cooler than Jack.
That's true. I'll give you that one, Jack. You are very cool. And finally, folks, we save the best for last. Our most talented celebrity, the celebrity that's the most fun, the celebrity that has it all, extraordinary talent as a singer, impersonator, writer, and even a really beautiful voice, the creative genius himself, the one, the only, Kurt Fitzpatrick. Kurt, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Hello, world.
Kurt, if you were listening to the show today, you heard a lot of celebrities, yet I hope you duly noted that I named you as the most talented celebrity, and that's because they all have their gift of acting. Maybe some of them even have a voice. Maybe even some of them can dance, but you, Kurt Fitzpatrick, you have it all.
Oh, it's very nice of you to say. I appreciate that. Well, it's always as I always say, it's a pleasure to be on the show, so it's always a great time.
Were you born with all these amazing talents, or did you develop them?
Well, let's see. Was I born with? I think I've developed a lot of talents over the years. I guess people are born with talent, but I mean, I've worked a lot over the years doing improv and doing different acting and things like that, and working on my voice. So I guess a lot of it is things I've worked on over the years.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your one-man shows, because I know you write them, you develop them, and are there any shows that our audience can see you in at present?
Yes, I have a brand-new one-man show. It's my fourth one-man show. It's called Cathedral City, directed by Allison Cousins, and it's going to play in two cities in Canada in August, in Saskatoon and Edmonton, in the Fringe Festivals. And then it's going to play the Chicago Fringe Festival in September. So it's a brand new show. I play all kinds of characters, original characters. There's a lizard in the show. There's a mechanical cat. There's a time traveler. There's all sorts of adventures happening in the show. So it'll be
Did
a
you
grand
write
old
that,
time.
Kirk? Were you the
I
writer?
I wrote the show. Yeah, I wrote the show, yes.
And you're saying that's the fourth one of your one-man shows and all four you wrote.
That's right, yes.
That is really, really awesome. Do you have them on CDs or DVDs?
No, you could find some clips on YouTube of some of the shows. I have a show called Hooray for Speech Therapy, which Sandra Hooper has seen, and I did that. And that show I perform sometimes at colleges and whatnot. So I've got Hooray for Speech Therapy, Rebel Without a Niche, The Last Straight Man in Theater, and now this one, which is Cathedral City, which I'm very excited about.
And Sandra Hooper, a loyal listener that listens almost every day and out of the show, heard about you when and gave
yeah.
you rave reviews.
Yeah, it was great to see her there. It was very nice.
Kurt, it is said that you turned down Leno, Letterman, and even Oprah to be on their television shows, yet you never turned down a chance to be on Joyce Barry and Friends radio show. Why is that?
It's because I've made huge mistakes in my career.
I'm not sure if you were saying it was a mistake to turn them down or a mistake to accept my invitation.
Well, to accept yours was the right. To accept your show was the right decision. To say
oh,
no
good.
To the other ones. Yeah. But for those of you at home, I have not turned down that stuff. It could be offered. I was on the Ricky Lake show years ago.
Well, Ricky Lake, you know, she was pretty famous for not only her show, seriously, but Hairspray. She really did
Hairspray,
a great
yeah.
job with that. So she is kind of talented. Did you ever have any world famous celebrities impersonate you?
I have world famous celebrities impersonate me. No, I don't know. I'm sure there are people who do impersonations of me, but I haven't actually seen it or experienced it. I'm sure that could be happening. I'm ripe for satire.
Absolutely.
I'm very much aware of that, and I'm sure that will be probably be happening at some point. I'm sure I'll be very famous at some point, and I'll enjoy that for a little bit, but then I'll be parody and satire till the end of time. But that's okay.
What do you mean you'll be famous at some time? You are, after all, on the number one worldwide radio show.
We're reaching the world.
Pardon me?
Aware that this is all around the world.
I said you are doing that right now. So that's a great start, worldwide radio show, unless you really have your heart in worldwide television, worldwide Broadway shows. You know, it's whatever turns you on, but this is a great place to have your foot in the door.
Yes, and now there's a new thing. There's holograms are now. There are holograms of entertainers that are being. So I'm hoping to also become a hologram. So I'm going to reach that.
Kurt, you always make us laugh. What makes you laugh?
I crack myself up. I mean, I have to admit, I make myself like just that hologram thing. It's kind of silly, but you know, I get a laugh out of that. But what else do I like? I like Louis C.K. He's very funny and talented.
So before we close out the show, please tell people how to find out more about you. I know you're on Facebook and you keep that updated. What about your website?
Yes. I'm on KurtFitzpatrick.com, and there's a contact on there, but I don't know. I don't think my contact thing is working right now, so I have to get that fixed. But you could look at KurtFitzpatrick.com, see my YouTube videos, and read about my shows and stuff.
KURT Fitzpatrick, FITZPATRICK.
Yep.
For those of you who aren't Irish and may not know how to spell Fitzpatrick, it's KurtFitzpatrick.com. You want to check him out. You want to check out Cathedral City if you're in Chicago or Canada. Going to his website, you'll find out the information, where it is and when it is. And, Kurt, what's your final thoughts for today?
Just I want to wish everybody a happy and safe holiday and enjoy yourself as much as you can. Enjoy this beautiful day.
And what I want to say is we really genuinely appreciate you. We absolutely love having you on the show. You are our most talented guest of all time. And, folks, with this being July 4th, it's really important that you stay safe. You don't want to drink and drive. You want to really enjoy the day. You can play our show of yesterday and enjoy that. It's a whole show on riddles. You can share this show. It is so much fun. So having said all that, we wish you always the best. And as an audience and our listeners and followers, you are the best. God bless you all. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Joyce.